This episode is sponsored in part by our friends at Chronosphere. When it costs more money and time to observe your environment than it does to build it, there's a problem. With Chronosphere, you can shape and transform observability data based on need, context, and utility. Learn how to only store the useful data you need to see in order to reduce costs and improve performance at chronosphere.io/Corey-Quinn. That's chronosphere.io/Corey-Quinn. And my thanks to them for sponsoring my ridiculous nonsense.
Hello and welcome to Last Week in AWS. I'm Corey Quinn. Let's figure out what AWS has gotten up to over the past week. Introducing Amazon EC2 iForge Storage Optimized Instances. These are, of course, pronounced iForge, since EC2 is heavily embracing its naming convention of plausible droid names from Star Wars. Amazon RDS for PostgreSQL now supports pgvector for simplified ML model integration. This is so behind the times because my teachers were putting transparencies on the overhead pgvector back when I was in grade school. I feel like that joke works better in writing. Amazon VPC IP Address Manager, or IPAM, is now available in two additional AWS regions. This is a reminder that Microsoft Excel remains available on all of your corporate workstations in every region. Private access to the AWS Management Console is generally available. Oh dear, I don't like this because it's going to increase friction for your users when they need to be in a VPC to connect to the console, while simultaneously lending you a false sense of security that you really shouldn't have. To add one last point of friction, it's also going to incur VPC endpoint charges. AWS Systems Manager now allows customers to optimize the compute costs of their applications. An AWS service team learns about the existence of a second AWS service team. Introducing Cedar, an open source language for access control. IAM is so complicated that even AWS has to build an abstraction layer on top of it to make sense of it at all. Now you can too.
Kentik provides cloud and NetOps teams with complete visibility into hybrid and multi-cloud networks, ensure an amazing customer experience, reduce cloud and network costs, and optimize performance at scale, from internet to data center to container to cloud. Learn how you can get control of complex cloud networks at www.kentik.com and see why companies like Zoom, Twitch, New Relic, Box, eBay, Viasat, GoDaddy, Booking.com, and many, many more choose Kentik as their network observability platform.
New Amazon Aurora I/O optimized cluster configuration with up to 40% cost savings for I/O intensive applications. You should enable this everywhere you're able to do so. Well, hang on a second, Corey. Won't that boost prices for a lot of workloads? Look, you're using RDS here. Saving money isn't the number one thing in your wheelhouse at this point. This just makes it easier to predict. AWS Lambda for the containers developer. Man, this new Queer Eye for the Straight Guy spinoff sucks. Committed to our communities, the economic impact of AWS's $15.6 billion investment in Oregon. Today, we learned that US West 2 facilities employ over 1,800 people. That's a lot of rack rats swapping hard drives. And that's what happened last week in AWS. I'm cloud economist Corey Quinn. Stick around.